Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. Welcome back to beautiful Studio Havana. Hola and ole. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Jane Lane. Oh. Why, hello.
Let me just say something right now for the record. All right. Week in and week out, you come up with this shtick, you say these things, you say gang and all that.
I do.
And I'm observing from afar.
But are you?
Who is doing anything of afar or near? Regardless, all I'm saying is I have been monitoring, I have been observing, I've been recording.
Through the chip from my vaccine, yeah?
Documentation. Week in and week out, we see you on here. We see you in this set by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We see some Yahoo running around, pumping the ground.
Then doing strange things.
Some other guy is bringing a dog, staring at people, staring at you, staring at myself. All right? All I'm trying to say is I have been doing an experiment in observation, in documentation, to see what no one else can see. Hear things no one else can hear.
A study.
You got that right. So that's
science.
Right. So that's right. I'm back. All right.
I'm back, baby.
I'm back. That's right. Crazy like a fox. And I'm going to still use that joke. All right. I am happy with the path that I've chosen, you bitch. That's universal. December, April, don't matter.
It's timeless. It truly is timeless.
So I have returned.
Yes.
All right. For the people out there that know me as, what's that gentleman doing out there in the back? Hi, it's me.
It's he.
Yeah. Shout out to people commenting on IG, the gentleman in the back. She didn't even say that.
Who's that fella?
Who's the, who? Who's that?
Who's that fella? Old rascal?
Who's that gentleman caller? I'm back, baby.
Well, let me give you your intro then. Yeah, I'll give you your official intro then. The man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Daria Morgendorfer. Hey! Come on, he is Daria, right?
Who is that?
Daria.
Daria, Daria?
La, 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 la.
Oh, a cartoon?
Yes. I was Jane Lane.
So it turns... Well, who's Jane Lane? I don't watch this shit.
The best friend, the artsy, fartsy,
you know,
best friend with that was like this. Her hair was like all like
this. I vaguely remember this. I just remember Daria as everyone's favorite emo. That's like the hottest you've ever looked on the show. I just remember Daria.
Yeah, from Beavis and Butthead.
The emo, right. That's about it.
It was a really good show.
All right, I guess for all you gals that are, you know, on the run.
Of a certain age.
Tearing up for no reason. Valiums. Or both.
I didn't get it. But we said Daria, I got it. I don't know the other one. Jane Lane. Thought that was the lesbian broad, the one that's in Glee. Well, that's Jane Lynch. Sorry.
They're like nothing alike. It's
Jane, the Jane's in the name.
All right. All right. I guess. I mean, fine.
Why did I come back here? Why am I here?
And I'll see you later.
Right? Please?
Okay.
Why am I here?
This week, what I wanted to talk about was how to kind of see if you can train around injury, or like if you're kind of got some bumps and bruises from an active lifestyle.
I got some bumps and bruises. Let me tell you something. All right. It's called mental bumps and bruises from watching the last 2 weeks of the show, not knowing what the hell's going on. You were wearing a backwards hat, for God's sakes, like you can play catcher at like some place in Alawai.
I don't know what you're doing. It was kickball.
Right. You still look good though.
I'm trying to, you know.
Did the hair thing just a few minutes ago. Can you do that again?
No, because you only get one time, and then every time else is for OnlyFans.
Only one chance. Yes. All right, Eminem. Can you do the... All right, fine.
OnlyFans. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I had another phone and wasn't filming this, I'd be like boomeranging your thing.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about this because I have a little bit of a boo-boo because, as some of you may know, I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Nice. So I was rolling with my dad, and he's a 200-pound monster of a man. So I had my hand like this on the ground. It was kind of like cupped like this for some reason. And he kind of jumped over me and his whole body like went like that. So this was like...
Cartouche.
This was like a month ago now where like it's fine to move my hand. But like when I make a fist, it hurts. So like last night we had a production meeting for April 22nd, Return of the Live Show. And I did a fist bump as bros do. To bend.
Shout out the Lord.
Yes, the Lord floors. I forgot and I went dunk and I was like, internally, I was like, oh, it hurts so bad. It was really sore.
You all right?
So,
I did
yeah.
not witness that.
I did it on the inside because I'm trying to be rough and tough with my Afro Puffs. Reference. So it's been on my mind, and like, you know, shout out to my sister Dana, who is an occupational therapist. Thank God she showed me some exercises, which for your hands. Right. So I've been doing all these like weird.
Well, you're not left-handed though, right?
I am not left-handed, right. Thankfully. So it's not that bad. But you know, it made me think about that. Like, how do people who are active, and active can mean different things too. Like, there's moms out there and dads with young kids, and you automatically are active even if you never worked out in your life because you got young kids and you're running around after them and, you know, so you get bumps and bruises and stuff like that. So what I wanted to do today, well, first of all, have you ever had like an injury or something where you had to come back from it or, you know, anything like that, like for you personally? I'm lucky. I haven't outside of this stuff.
And we're talking physically here. We're not talking
mentally. Yeah, and we're not talking mentally.
This is not a mental rehab show.
Oh, yeah, and we're not medical doctors. This is certainly not medical advice, okay?
Got that shit right. Okay, as far as physically.
Yes, physical. Because you've done a ton of stuff, right? I mean, skateboarding and all that kind of stuff.
I have never had.
Okay.
Never had. Nothing that required surgery.
Yeah, or like, let's rush to the doctors.
Right, I've never been to physical therapy.
Oh, you've never been to physical therapy. Okay.
So I don't...
Because I have, because of my scoliosis, I get like my shoulder or my knee, and then I'll have to go to physical therapy. But yeah, okay. So like, in that case, what I wanted to do then was kind of get your thoughts on the old school. So like, every time you do get like a bump or... You know what? Let me just take a step back and say, if there's something new you're learning today, please talk to your doctor, okay? Don't go and say, like, I'm not going to follow my doctor's advice. I'm going to go follow what I heard from two yahoos on a podcast, okay? This is, if I share something new with you, this is just for you to go research and then go talk to a doctor or a physical therapist. This is just information. I just want to make that very clear. This is not me saying...
Do we really think Mrs. Drizzy is just going to not follow?
She really loves me, okay?
I know she does.
I'm just
saying. It's really kind of a sick joke at this point, but...
That's not a joke.
It's not a joke. That's why it's such a sick joke. okay?
Yeah.
We get it. Mrs. Drizzy is madly, deeply, harshly in love with the Swayze 808. So I don't think she's going to take that advice and just run off. I don't think so. I think she will listen to you.
Yeah, I just want to be safer than sorry, because you never know. That's all.
Well, then I'm going to say shout out to Mr. Drizzy. I don't think he will do as well. I think people, what it comes down to is common sense or not. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the common sense of the situation, what is the first thing people who don't work out when they get injured do? They get hurt and then they stop everything.
They stop.
And they don't move it.
Yes.
And I need to lie down all day.
Yes.
That's it.
Absolutely. That's right.
The total opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
So that's all you need to look at here.
Yes.
If you're a person that goes and stubs your toe, goes and rolls your ankle, or shoulder sore, something.
Yep.
I'm just going to lay in bed all day because I need to rest it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's not the way to go.
That is not.
Nobody will agree to that. No one. So you look at that as step one.
Yeah.
How bad you got hurt?
Yes. The severity of
it. How sharp is the pain?
Yeah.
The 1 to 10 cliche scale. 10 is really bad. 1 is nah. So if you can determine, if it's like at a 9 or 10, all right, let's go check it out.
Let's go. Let me see a doctor.
Drink a lot of fluids. If it's 2 or 3, all right, you're not going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to move it around or it becomes stiff.
If
it becomes stiff, more so not going to move.
Yeah.
It's the shoulder injury, people.
It is.
It's classic.
Yes.
The rotator cuff people.
The rotator cuff people.
No, go back to the old Honolulu Club.
Good old Honolulu Club.
Rest in power. Senior citizens that like to say gentlemen. So for the senior citizens, all of them got shoulder problem.
Yeah.
All of them got rotator cuff problem. And then they all say, yeah, you know, I don't know. And then they always got to do this in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do
you know, I don't know what this is supposed to be. Oh, sorry, audio people. But, you know, I don't know what this is supposed to be. You know, this go,
the it chicken
doesn't
wing.
Go back. And then, you know, I cannot raise my arm like this, you know.
I used to go all the way up like this.
No can anymore.
I cannot.
So then they give you the demonstration.
Yes, that's always the demo.
Right. And it's usually because they're benching. Their way posture sucks.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So a combination of both.
Yes.
And then from there, they're just not going to do anything, or they're going to keep benching, or they're just not going to touch it. And they're just going to be, oh, I'm so stiff. I just don't know. I just try for rest them. I'm not going to go back to the gym for maybe not a couple, four, 5 years. And then that's
it. That should do it.
And then you have this thing called frozen shoulder. Oh, how you get that thing frozen shoulder? Like these stuff. Because you didn't move it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. All the senior citizens have it. Not all.
A shocking amount, though.
About a good 80%.
Yes.
That still might be good. You know who you are, people, okay? But that's a common thing, and that's a common thing with injuries.
It is.
Move it around.
Well, and don't it's... mind it. What, and okay, so along with that, you know how before they would have that whole rest, ice, compression, elevation?
Right.
And like, have you heard now they're saying, some pain experts are saying, actually, it should be just compression and elevation. Like along with what Aaron's saying, you shouldn't be resting. You should be trying to move as much as possible. But even the fact of ice, they're saying now, is not, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, heat's moved and become trendy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, been popular in the past and then not popular now, kind of like
recycled? It's always recycled.
Oh, okay.
It's all okay, you know, all this fitness information is all recycled.
True.
It's all put at the forefront, not put at the forefront.
And they slap a new name on it or something,
that's
right?
That's it.
Okay.
So heat is beneficial.
Yeah.
Ice was the old school thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It works for everybody's different.
Okay.
Try both.
Yeah, see, I guess so, right?
Elevate is always a thing. I mean, elevate's universal.
Yes.
Because that's to help with blood flow and circulation. Because if you're keeping the leg up or whatever you're keeping up or down, it's going to help move it around because it's not used to that maneuver. It's not used to that being in that position. That's the elevation factor.
Right.
So that's universal.
And then, like, what do you think of Well, I think people in the CrossFit community are pretty familiar with it, but it's basically like those inner tubes, bicycle inner tubes that they cut open. So it's just that rubber thing and you just wrap it. I've used it and I like it. So basically it's a form of compression where you, so for instance, if my elbow was, this is just for the video people, I guess, but if my elbow was sore, I would wrap it with this rubber elastic thing and then do a lot of like movement. And then when you take it off, all the blood goes flushing through. I found it helps. Like, have you used that kind of stuff before?
That's old school too, because that's old school. If you have if you're bleeding, how do you stop the bleeding? You tie them up tight.
Tie it up.
Cut the blood flow.
Yeah.
Right. Any type of situation. If you have a tendonitis, you get the body glove, elbow.
Yeah.
Thing.
That's
brace.
Right. The brace.
Knee brace.
Yeah.
To limit the movement, so you don't overextend, or hyperextend, all that shit. So it's science, really. It's logical.
Yeah.
You cut off the blood flow and you just maneuver it. So then when the blood flow enters, it'll be into a new type of realm as it enters the area again, if that makes sense.
Because it's really about getting that blood flow to the area in terms of for those minor injuries, right?
You're just trying to get
circulation to heal the body.
You injure something, you get stiff, lack of circulation.
Lack of circulation.
That's it. It's like when you massage. A massage feels good because circulation is going all over the place.
You're
maneuvering all kind of things when the person pushing on you.
That's right.
So, circulation.
Have you ever done like the in that realm of like trying to do these modalities for recovery and stuff like that active release technique, that really aggressive? I used to do it a lot when I was competing.
Yeah.
The most painful thing, but I found that it helped.
Yeah, and that's another old school thing as well.
It's like ancient Chinese stuff, right?
Yeah. So it comes down to everybody different. It comes down to your injury, what it is, how severe it is. Go from there.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't lie in bed all day.
That's the bottom line, right?
Right. If you sprain your ankle, lying in bed all day ain't gonna do shit.
No.
All right. That's it. Just try to use logic. But when it comes to the people's bodies, people, they like to throw logic out, strangely.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to go and take that step to make it better. I don't know. It's a weird psychological factor.
It is psychological,
If a person doesn't work out at all, ever, and then gets injured, what is that person's reaction to that injury? How are they going to react? Are they going to try to get better and try to rehab it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Are they going to just prefer to just be like, I just can't move, I need to just lie down? Probably.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird defense mechanism.
It is.
It's kind of a weird, I'm injured now, so I'm broken technically, so I just need to not move.
Yeah, like shut everything gets shut
down. Shut it down.
Yeah.
It's a weird psychological.
Because we're not designed for that. We're designed to keep moving.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a person's body, they're not as confident in that thinking.
Okay.
It's very strange.
Because like I remember when my dad had surgery for something and he didn't want to take the prescribed pain meds. And the doctor said no. Because he was, you know, you get scared that you're going to get hooked on it. You know, because they're pain meds or opioids. Yeah. But the doctor was like, no, you need to follow the directions because this will help you to move. We want you to move. That's why you take the meds, is so that you're not sitting down all day. And that always stuck with me, that, the movement is the healing, not you sitting in bed, you know, with the covers up and cocooning.
Yes. Spooning yourself.
Yeah. You know, I mean, spooning is fine, but
by yourself?
No.
That's another issue.
Another episode we're going to have to cover that.
Yeah.
It's mental health part two.
Yeah. Valentine's Day just passed. you're going to have the classic, I don't want to take any medicine. I don't like drugs. I get it.
Yeah.
They want to go the all natural route. You can, but you still got to move around.
Yeah.
All natural doesn't mean you're going to naturally lie down. You're going to naturally bundle up and spoon yourself. You're going to go
naturally cry
and
pain.
Around.
Yeah.
You can cry. That's fine. But move around when you're crying at least.
Yeah. Do both.
Two birds with one stone here.
Yeah.
So just go with that. And that's how you're going to determine. But people just don't. It's a strange thing. I don't know how to even break that down, but it is a thing. It's true. People, they just
it's this protective...
Protect themselves, right?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Because, like, there is this other guy, this, I guess, what is his PhD in? I follow him on Instagram, Lane Norton. Have you heard of him? He's a power lifter, and his PhD is in, like, is it exercise physiology or nutrition? I guess in something in nutrition. But anyway, he got injured, and he was talking about how he's purposely kind of training around the injury because supposedly the pain science now is saying a lot of recovery is, if you do have an injury, is built around training. It kind of in line with what you're saying about it being a mental thing. You're training your body to relax those pain receptors and those protective methods in your body. You're training it to decrease that so you can move. Like, it's actually safe. You're telling your body, you're training your body that it's safe to be in these movements.
It's another mind-body connection situation. I didn't say I had to go surgery or anything, but I did have problems with shoulder injuries as far as... For example, I do remember several years ago when I was doing a press above my head with a barbell and bringing the weight back down.
Yeah.
The compression of the weight dropping down.
Oh.
Hit this shoulder here.
Okay. Okay.
So it was in actuality sharp pain.
Yes.
Where I couldn't just do that kind of thing. So what am I to do? I just had to keep it moving. And I just had to keep it moving. Well, one, because I know of the job.
Yeah,
I have to keep moving around.
Yeah.
But actually having to exercise with that and do all the things that are going to be associated with that shoulder.
Yes.
All the shoulder exercises that you may know out there. I just did them. Obviously not as heavy.
Right, right.
But you just move them.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you do mobility things with a stick. If you see the people, they do things with a stick.
Yeah,
with a stick,
yeah.
And then they go up and... do the pass-throughs, and then you see people with bands. They put the band on the pole. And
I did a lot of that.
They do it in the classic, this kind of thing.
Yeah, right? The rotator cuff.
Everybody doing this.
Everybody's doing this.
Every senior citizen, they just show up, drink coffee, do this 20 times on each arm, go, say, we're out. Okay?
But the best part is, it's like, so, you're supposed to be like, mind, there's a technique to this, and they're just like, yes, I was telling the guy, I was telling my friend on the golf course. It's there. Like, that's not how you do
it. He's there to hang out, talk gossip, smoke after. So it's all of those kind of things. And I went to a not a shoulder specialist, but like a sports nutrition guy, because I was like, maybe this is serious. Maybe this is something legit.
Yeah, right.
Because it just was very sharp.
It's bothering you.
I went to the doctor, that specialist. I'd never been to this specialist before. I don't even remember what it is. It's in town. And then he's just telling me, you know, we should start you on pain meds and physical therapy and all that, to get x-ray. That's what he wanted me to do, get x-ray.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of stuff. And I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I just was just tired.
I just didn't want to do it.
And I just didn't want to do it. And it went away.
Oh, okay.
It strangely, is that for me, it did went away.
I see. Okay.
It was because it was really bad. It was, to describe, it was, I really couldn't lift my arm above my head. It took a great struggle to do video people this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I was really worried.
I would be here.
Right? So, yeah. And then it just went away. So there was that.
Interesting.
I got another one for you. I don't know how this is going to tie in, but this is an injury. It's nothing. So I was in New York. This is a couple years. This is in 2019, ironically.
Hey.
In the old world, BC.
Yeah,
before BC. COVID. So in New York, it's cold. It's December.
Okay.
As you may know, and people out there, when you're in New York, if you're in the city, you're going to be on the subway, you're going to be walking. Do a lot of walking, fast, right?
Yes.
So as you're doing so, walking fast, walking to the subway, my left knee got really, really sore, like really tight.
Oh.
Very strangely, where I couldn't go down the stairs. I would need to have to like hold on to the railing to kind of like jump.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
So it was really, I could still walk and everything. I would just like kind of tough through it, but it was really sore. Like, it was like a 9.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like,
okay.
Fuck is this?
Seriously, yeah.
And then I just pushed through it. I pushed through it. But on the airplane, where you can't move your legs because you're bent.
Right.
It was like, holy shit, I'm going to have to get surgery or something. I'm like, wow, I've never had this happen before. So the leg is like excruciating.
Throbbing.
Pain. Throbbing. I'm trying to just move it up and down and just do the whole leg extension thing.
Yeah.
But it was baffled. So... Huh. In the plane, hell, New York, I toughed it out. Arrive Oahu.
Okay.
As we're walking to the baggage claim, it goes away.
No way. Are you serious?
It goes, this true fucking story. It magically just went away. And I'm like, wait, there's nothing. What? Why? And then I just took a chance and I just jumped. And I was like, oh.
No problem.
Nothing. And it went completely away. So there's that. And this is a dead, I'm dead serious out there. This is a true story. Like, maybe, it was really bad.
Maybe you're allergic to New York City.
No, New York is my town. It's my town. City is mine. But I'm thinking it's the cold.
Because it gotta be the cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
So that's another factor, everybody. Because when people talk about injuries and weather affecting it, oh, it's too cold. It's affecting my sacroiliac. That's like such a 50s reference. Like, only people, only Senior Citizens Honolulu Club will know what the sacroiliac is.
They're intimately aware of what that is and why it's a concern.
There was an old Dennis the Menace episode, the black and white, like, live action one, where, like, somebody on the show was like, I have a really bad sacroiliac, so I need to lie on this incubator.
The live action is so old.
And that was in, like, 59.
Yes.
So, like, sacroiliac was hot back in 59. But it was, but
no pun intended.
Yeah, so nobody tell you hot and cold, but it weather affects certain injuries. Yeah, weather affects the back. Weather affects the knee, obviously. The knee,
obviously, yeah.
So it was just, I just wasn't accustomed to very cold because it was very cold there. It was New York in winter.
It was New York in winter.
So I think it's just for me just not being accustomed to that. Something happened and then something strained. And once I got back to the warm weather of what I'm used to, it brought it back. So I got my own in heat recovery from just returning to an island that was not like 10 degrees. A
tropical island.
Right. That was my whole entire body heat compression.
That true is story. So strange.
And not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was really worried. As I'm walking downstairs in New York and walking all over the place, like, the fuck? And then it just magically went away.
Because it was always painful whenever you were walking.
It was painful. I just toughed it out. Like, if we had to bus it, and we had to, you know, I got to run someplace, I'm going to run someplace. And I'll just tough it out. But at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that's,
you know? So
that's not fun. Okay.
It's strange like that.
Yeah.
So back to injuries, it could be the weather relating to the injury itself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah.
Well, like, and I wonder too, like, in my case, I wonder if, like, me having scoliosis has done something to some of my pain receptors, because, like, I remember the chiropractor I was seeing, he was working on the shoulder, because, like, with my scoliosis, it's actually pushing my right shoulder forward, so it's kind of doing this.
Oh.
And he's, like, moving it around, and he's like, it's not sore when I do all this stuff summer, and I'm like, no, and I look at him, he's like, should be.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, doing all these things,
yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
No, it's not.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, those pain receptors, it's a weird thing. It really is a weird thing.
That is a classic move for shoulder. You press on something over here, and then you move it, but you keep pressing on it, it'll get you to where you gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a thing.
Okay. So. Yeah, it's such a strange thing. So, like, and then, like, what do you think of, like, those Theraguns and stuff? Have you ever tried any of those things?
I have never tried one of these.
Oh, things. Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything.
I've used them. They feel good. I have no idea if, you know, I don't know.
That's good. I haven't felt good in decades, so maybe I do need the Theragun.
It's
a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, but then again, I've heard research that says that, because it's basically a form of massage therapy, that massage therapy, how is it? Like, it's great for, like, feeling good, for just overall feelings of wellness.
Yeah.
But that it doesn't necessarily help with sports performance.
I don't think it helps with sports performance.
Okay.
I mean, depending if you're trying to recover or you're too stiff or something. I don't know. That's a debatable one.
I don't know either. I know.
I don't know if getting massage all the time is going to help you jump further.
Yeah, because, like, they're marketing those Theraguns for, you know, like, they'll say, like, oh, your hips are tight, so you just, you know, run the gun.
It's all right. Recovery.
Yeah.
I get it, but I don't know if it will improve performance. It will help recover.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it makes you better, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like steroids.
Well, you know? It seems like the marketing is alluding to.
Of course, that's performance. All these fucking guys.
Yeah, so that's just
everybody's going to say they're the best and they're going to make you better.
Yeah,
that's the marketing cliche from day one.
Right, right.
Or whatever is going to make you better because you suck right now.
You're just trash.
We want you to be better. You take our shit. That's been the rhetoric for how long? For all these, you know.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
Plus, it's really expensive. The Theragun, right. It's like $300 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
If it makes you feel good, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, more power to you. We need stuff to make us feel good. All right. I don't think it's going to make you better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I looked at right at you when you. So, just saying, if. It should be night when we're talking about these things, but it's not. Be. If you want to get it, recovery's fine. Foam roller is fine. Stretching is fine. All of it is fine.
Yeah.
Using the lacrosse ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like going into the pinpointed areas of tightness. Of course, it'll help loosen you up.
Mm-hmm.
Help you recover so you don't injure yourself. But if there's something that will improve you, it'll be like you're going to not be as injury or stiff. That would be your improvement. It's not going to make you a better athlete.
Yeah, I
don't think I've been in that realm.
In that realm, I agree.
You know, like if you're jumping at 7 inches or something, you're not going to jump the 10 inches when you're the.
No, no.
I don't even know what that means, jumping 7 inches, 10 inches. What does that even mean?
Maybe you meant 70?
I don't know. Once again, it should be a night show when I just mentioned
that. That's
what
she said. But yeah. Okay. No, you're right. I was thinking about that too, because at one point when I was competing, I was getting all into recovery because I was training so hard. Right. And I was ending up spending an extra 30 minutes to 45 minutes in the gym because I'm doing this whole recovery cool down protocol every time I trained, of using like the foam roller, and then you do distracting with the band. And I'm like, Jesus, I've been here for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
So then it's like,
jeepers.
I know.
God, you sound like a little. Sorry.
I am from 1952.
Yeah, like, gosh, you have a sacroiliac?
Have you had problems with your sacroiliac joint?
Sacroiliac blow? It'll take over 10,000 sacroiliacs to cure one sacroiliac. Fucking hell, gosh. I came back to this. Yep, I'm back, baby. Yeah.
Making sacroiliac joint.
That's it. Yep, sacroiliac blows.
Okay, well, yeah.
What do we got now? Is this time to...
Yeah, I just wanted today to just...
Swayze and Wade at sleeptimesover.com. Is that that time?
It's about that time, yes. No, I just wanted to bring this stuff up that, you know, like, this is like you said, it's a lot of this is mental. A lot of this is kind of wrapping your head around managing your pain, and it's not something to just be like, okay, well, I got a boo-boo, so I'm going to just sit this one out. And then it's now 6 months later, you know.
It's common sense, using logic. I mean, there's a little bit of, I don't want to say tough it out, but I'm going to say tough it out.
To a degree, yeah. I mean.
Because, you know, just things are going to happen. Things get hurt. No one likes pain, but can you tolerate pain?
Yeah. I mean, just keep moving, right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
You got to keep moving. Don't keep training. Lie in bed.
Yeah.
As great as it would be to have a bed day, yeah, that actually would be great.
That would be wonderful.
It depends if you're spooning yourself or not. But if you're not spooning yourself,
then it's great.
God, that sounds just so. Who's that guy behind there? That guy behind there, so funny walking around.
That fella.
That. I'm not even gonna. Is this Swayze 808 at Gmail? You might as well open that one up too.
I thought we didn't. We moved off
the debut Gmail. Of the new returning email.
The new old email.
Gmail's back.
It never went away.
Yeah, I figured. Are you getting any new emails?
I have. I'm keeping up for. So that'll probably be the next episode.
How many emails you got? Okay, since I've been gone, that's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How many emails have you gotten in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know. Let me think. I don't.
Because there's so many of them, we just can't scroll them all.
No, I just can't remember.
Just can't use the mouses.
I haven't looked in a while. I haven't looked in a while. I get a lot of emails, okay?
You do?
I mean, from work, from school, and all
that
shit.
Stuff. All right, so if you supposedly have emails, so be it. That's gonna be next week or something. What are we talking about?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna do that next week.
All right.
Yeah.
And then April 22nd, which will be next.
Right around the corner, gang.
So there's that. I guess I gotta put out the fact too that if you want to attend this,
oh yes,
gala,
shindig,
make a reservation just in case.
I would.
OpenTable.com, just in case, because it packs up quick. I'm not sure if they take walk-ins, quite frankly. The bar is open, so I'm not sure how they're doing that.
Yeah, it's a good question.
So I've seen we were there last night as we were recording this Friday. We went on Thursday, which is the day of the show each week, and the crowd it's scattered everywhere. But you make a reservation.
It's because it's full. Like
yeah.
So. You're not. It's not going to be like this, but every table was taken.
Yeah, right. You're not going to be licking each other.
Not yet. Okay, hang on. Tier 4 is around the corner, you freaks.
Yeah. Vaccine or not. But I think you need to make a reservation.
Yeah, right? I would.
So just add that little...
And the earlier, the better, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the earlier to get your reservation, the better. Not saying don't reserve a table at like 4.
We won't be there.
Yeah, no one will be there. Yeah.
Someone might. But then, yes, just don't... make it around 6:30, 6:45. Yeah, don't hesitate to do that because it does. It took me a while to make the meeting for the show. It was hard for me to get a reservation for that.
Yeah.
So,
but if you've never been, check out the Instagram Workplay Hawaii, Workplay HI.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's a really nice place. Because gang, I don't go out, so if I say that, that means something.
That means something, right?
That means something.
And there's outdoor seating as well.
Yes.
There's TVs everywhere, so wherever you sit, you don't have to sit in front of the stage.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the show.
You see everything. There's private rooms, whiskey rooms. So, yeah, it's pretty convenient in that sense.
Yeah, and the sound system is really great. There's a lot of AV stuff that's really top-notch, so you'll have a really great experience, I think.
It's pretty good you said AV like that.
I know what I'm talking about, you know?
For a split second, I was like, what? Oh, audio visual.
Trying to zhuzh this up.
It's too far gone.
Okay.
What is this it?
Yes.
Do your goodbye. This is the part where you get all caught up in. Do a goodbye. I'm going to let it give you the floor.
Thank you, fella. Okay, gang. Yeah. So if you do have a question, Swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. Get your merch at sleeptimesover.com.
Yeah, that's great.
Never mind. Yeah. Never mind, Nation.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. And
always look fabulous in the shirts.
I don't ever take them off.
Well, you take off your pants.
I don't have any pants on right now, so it doesn't really matter.
That's the reason why you're here.
If not,
you'd be gone a long time ago.
I know what's happening here. But anyway, as always, thank you, gang, for joining us. Join us next week. And until then, wash your damn hands.